Trusting American Innovation by Congressman Randy Forbes.
Many may not remember reading about Andrew Higgins in their high school history books. Young Higgins owned a lumber business in the 1930s and eventually worked to establish his own shipyard, where he built light, shallow draft boats out of southern pine and cypress wood. Higgins was confident in his unique design, and just before World War II, Higgins boldly shared his concept that the United States would benefit from lighter, personal boats if they ever wanted to effectively invade by open shore. The U.S. Navy resisted the idea at first, but under looming circumstances, Higgins' design eventually won out. From the humble beginnings of Higgins Boat Company came the LCVP boat, the landing craft used by Allied soldiers to invade Omaha Beach on D-Day, and now famously pictured in history books across the country. Higgins Company produced nearly 20,000 boats for the war effort. The boats, nicknamed Higgins Boats, gave the military the ability to transport thousands of soldiers and supplies to the open shore where there was no established harbor. After the war had ended, President Eisenhower shook Andrew Higgins' hand and called him the man who won the war for us. You see, if it hadn't have been for Higgins' innovation, our military could not have landed on an open beach, and the strategy of the war would have been drastically different. Time and time again throughout our nation's history, we see examples of times when American innovation helped us as a nation to reach important milestones or national challenges. From the Manhattan Project, where we created the atomic bomb, to the Apollo program, where we put a man on the moon, we have constant reminders that Americans respond best to challenges that seem unattainable. By pure vision and a can-do spirit, American innovation almost always wins out. Today, I continue to believe in the American spirit of innovation and its ability to bring us out of national challenges. We just have to have a unified goal to work towards. We face an energy challenge that is arguably one of the biggest issues to face our nation this decade, perhaps in the next quarter century. Our energy dependence doesn't just impact the price at the pump. It impacts our economy at large, our environment, and our national security. And it will continue to be a national challenge if we don't match it with a national-sized solution. I recently introduced a new Manhattan Project for Energy Independence, an initiative that bets on American innovation. It lays out a challenge to the American people to reach 50% energy independence in 10 years and 100% energy independence in 20 years, and offers prizes to any individuals or entity who can reach one of 7 bold energy goals. No prizes are awarded unless the goals are met, and it relies on American scientists, researchers, and students, not the federal government, to come up with solutions to our energy challenge. Perhaps one of the most exciting things about the new Manhattan Project is that it will energize a whole new generation of young people who will step up to the plate in the field of math and science, ready to tackle one of the most critical issues to face our nation. Some may look at our national challenges and ask why we don't just have the federal government do it all. Unfortunately, the federal government doesn't have a very good track record in innovative solutions that work. We shouldn't put our entire energy future in the hands of the bureaucrats responsible for disaster relief to Hurricane Katrina, or who attempt to control our border. Perhaps it's time to form a larger partnership and put both government and the private sector to work, building our energy future and bringing America's competitiveness back where it belongs. When we trust Americans to do what they do best, create new and imaginative ways to address our national challenges, the results are usually triumphant. Just like with Andrew Higgins and his wooden boats, sometimes it's an idea that nobody in Washington thought of that ends up carrying the day. And maybe, one day in our future, our president will shake the hand of a young innovator and say to that person, "So you are the person who won energy independence for us." If we don't give American innovation a shot, our results may be drastically different.
You've been listening to Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia's 4th Congressional District. For more information on this and other issues, please visit us on the web at randyforbes.house.gov.